On Scripps College Week, fiction can bring truth to the fore. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Miriam Chancy, Guggenheim Fellow and Hartley Burr Chair in the Humanities, investigates the history of Caribbean women.
As a scholar of Caribbean women's literature and as a fiction writer, I seek to create a space in the archives for Caribbean women. My earliest work showed how Afro-Caribbean women writers reworked the idea of exile explored by a previous generation of male writers as a condition of their gender. These writers articulated Caribbean identity from the standpoint of those left behind. From there, I defined a tradition of Haitian women's literature from the period of the U.S. occupation through to the mid-1990s, when the first books by Haitian American women began to appear. Critical works alone cannot fully answer the question of what it means to be of the Caribbean. For this reason, my fiction expresses what I call the excess of critical thinking. My novels explore discrete moments in Haitian history, from the cultural hope of a 1940s Port-au-Prince International Expo to the fall of the Duvalier regime, the military coup of 1991, and the impact of a 2010 Haiti earthquake. As a critic, I've gone on to track the singular relationship between Haitian, Dominican, and Cuban women writers to arguing for a novel approach to the reading of works by African-descended cultural producers to reconsidering what can be learned from failed earthquake aid efforts. My body of work resides in an increasingly rich archive of writings by Caribbean scholars and writers, writing in an effort to make our realities discernible and accessible to readers who wish to have a better understanding of the complex space of the Caribbean in a global context.
That was Miriam Chancy of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.